Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde. I'm with Igor Cavalera. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Great, great.
A pleasure to be here for the 10 years anniversary.
And I feel like I'm in Brazil. It's so hot in France right now, so it's really good. I really enjoy the weather here.
It's the 10 years anniversary. Did you bring a gift?
For Hellfest?
Yeah.
The show is the big gift, you know. I don't know if I brought something material, I don't know who to give to, you know what I mean? There's so many people involved in the festival. So I think the best gift is to give like the best show ever for them, you know.
You may know that there is a Facebook event during your show about the biggest wall of death of the world.
Oh, we're going to have to win that.
Yeah?
Yes, we're going to have to do it tonight. Tonight's going to be we're going to break the record, I hope.
Yeah. When you see that metal is more and more popular every day, what do you think? Is it for you more and more bands, so more difficulties to catch the audience, or more and more opportunities to have new listeners?
I mean, metal has always been like ups and downs. There's times when it's very popular, there's times where nobody wants to be part of metal. But I think it's natural, you know. It's always been like this. So now it's kind of like popular again. But it's always like you have to do what you do, and then the opportunities come. So you can't just change things just because of the opportunity. You know, you have to be yourself, and then that becomes, you know, the most important thing.
So, what are you working on now?
Finishing this tour. And then I go back to London, where I live, to the studio, work some more with my other project called Mix Hell, which is more like electronic music. And then hopefully by the end of the year, me and Max are planning to maybe do another Cavalera, like not even a record, maybe just an EP or something, and more tour.
What are the feedback from the audience about Cavalera Conspiracy? Because I don't want to talk about that, but... always remembrance of other bands, but what about Cavalera Conspiracy?
It's great. I mean, we play a lot of like the stuff. It's almost like the stuff from the first two records. They already become kind of like little like classics in a sense. So it's really cool to see that. You know, they go back to back with when we play something from like the old days, like Sepultura, or if we play something from Inflicted. They go hand to hand, so it's really, really special.
It's not your first time in Hellfest, of course. A special track list for this event, for the Hellfest, or is it the same on your tour?
I mean, me and Max, still we're going to work on the set list for tonight.
Okay.
So usually we 20 minutes before we go on stage, we write the set list, and then whatever comes to mind, if it's a cover, if it's, you know, new stuff, old stuff, we throw in there, and then it's going to be different than other stuff. You know, it's not every day the same set list.
An advice for anybody who would like to be a drummer like you?
Drummer is, it's like, I played my drum since I was 7 years old, so I'm really, really passionate about drums, and that's what you need to do. You know, if you're passionate about your drums, if you play it with pleasure, if you have fun playing, all the technical parts, they come with time. I hate to see when a young drummer wants to be too technical, and then he loses the fun of playing drums. Because for me, that's what it is, you know. I see a drummer playing good, you know, that puts me a smile on my face. I'm like, yes, this is good. And that's how it should be. And if a guy is doing something very technical, sometimes it doesn't do anything to me. I'm like, yeah, he's fast. So sometimes it's good just have a good feeling. And that's my advice. I always try to tell other drummers, like, have fun, you know, with drums.
Play with your heart?
Yes, you have to. You have to. Otherwise, it become like you can buy a drum machine. Drum machine would do without the heart.
Is there something special for the French audience, do you feel something? Because metal bands say that when we go to South America, the more south we go, the hot it is. And in France, is there something special?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very strong relationship with the French audience. They always love like what me and Max did, and that goes from Sepultura, Nailbomb, Soulfly, Mixhell, the like the electronic stuff I do. So I think it's I don't know, it has a lot to do with the Latin, you know, flavor that a lot of not only France but sometimes like France, Spain, Italy, they are different in Europe, you know. Like in Europe sometimes you go to Germany or even in UK, it's very different. It's you can totally see the cultural background in a very different way, even in a metal show, you know.
I will tell you five places and you can pick one to live in.
Okay.
You can pick the Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the House of Sherlock Holmes in London, the Secret House of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, the Adams Family Mansion. Where would you like to live?
Ah, that's a tough one, man. There's not one in the beach, right?
No.
Not the Adams Family, no. Antarctica's too cold.
Yeah.
I don't like the cold, man.
It's
London, so it's fine. Let me see.
Sherwood Forest. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sherwood, it sounds interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with the Flintstones Cave, because it might be close to the beach. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll go with the Flintstones, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.